The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we have a couple of special guests who will be performing with us live in the studio, and also they will be playing tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana as a program that will help to benefit the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which itself happens in November. And they have brought out Evie Layden, who is a performer on the banjo. She's a dancer, singer, tells stories, does all kinds of things, and she's joined by her husband, who is Keith Terry, also what's called a rhythmic dancer and has a bit of a specialist in body music, which is to say music that you can make with your own body, and other sorts of things that they all do together. And ought to be an interesting show tonight, and it should be a very interesting show today. We'll be having them live in our studio for the hour on Live and Local. Stay tuned.
Hey, son, I hate to bother you. I need a cigarette and light it too. Just place it in between my lips. Let me draw it in the ash can fall. It's awful nice in the noonday sun. I love this tree, I'd sit here all day long. I wish I could expire you here. Make a final stand right here. Then slip away. Slip away. Slip away, slip away. I wish I could fight the fight against the bigots and the profiteers, against the fascists and their corporate shills, making money off our blood and tears. I wish we'd see the light, not be diverted by the false or tried, until injustice we have finally stopped. Stand in triumph at the mountaintop. Funny that's what Jesus said. Funny that's what Jesus said. Funny that's what Jesus said. Jesus said. My mother sang the old time hymns in Oklahoma in the way back then. She liked to sit at the black and whites, pound the gospel in the night. She sang of Lazarus at the rich man's gate. He wanted nothing but the crumbs they ate. They let him die on the cold, cold ground. Money was their holy sound. They don't like to share. They don't need to share. They don't want to share. They don't like to share. Surprised we can't see clear to work together when we know life's dear. Here a moment, just some flesh and bone. You blink your eyes and your last breath's gone. I'd give a million for a few more rounds to stick my thumb out and be westward bound, to share the glory of the rising sun, sit with you in the days roll on. Then slip away. Then slip away. Then slip away. Then slip away. Slip away.
It's music by Woody Guthrie. Words That I Can't Speak, as performed by Bucky Hawker, vocals and guitar, and also Andy D on the other guitars. And that's from a new CD that is called Vote If You're... Well, actually, it's a little difficult to tell what this CD is actually called. I guess it's called The Ghost of Woody Guthrie. I'm looking at the interesting sort of booklet that has various comments here from Woody himself. But The Ghost of Woody Guthrie, the name of the CD, with Bucky Hawker and Andy D. And I played that because coming up in July, there's going to be a big Woody Guthrie celebration in Champaign, put on by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, actually benefiting the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival with all kinds of local singers giving their time for that cause and playing the music of Woody Guthrie. On today's program, on Live and Local, in a matter of minutes, we're going to be having Evie Layden and Keith Terry, who are also a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Their concert is tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana at 7 o'clock. From a previous Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, here's a performance of a tune called Barlow Knife. The group is called The Ruthless Goats. That was a group called The Ruthless Goats. They're local to a Champaign-Urbana community. Their song called Barlow Knife. And this is from a highlights sampler from the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And the 2012 Folk and Roots Festival are sponsoring a show tonight by Evie Layden and Keith Terry. They're in the studio with us. They're going to be dancing and playing and singing in a matter of minutes. But first, we have a little business to take care of. Remind you, if you've been listening throughout the day so far, or maybe it's new information if you're just tuning in for Live and Local, that this is the end of year pledge drive here on FM 90.9, just for a couple of days, specifically 2 days involving Live and Local. I am Kevin Kelly, the host of the show. And as your local public radio station, WYLL, relies on listeners' contributions for by far the largest share of its operating budget, we are pleased that we've had a great fundraising year so far and say many, many thanks to all those who have given to us throughout the fiscal year as we're raising money for the coming fiscal year, which starts in, about 10 days. And so we're working now to raise the remaining dollars needed to fund next year's programs. Your pledge call now will really make a difference in what we are able to provide you next year, starting July 1st. To make your pledge, make your donation, you can call 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025. With me on today's show is Dee Breeding, who is our human resources specialist here and has a wonderful singing voice herself and speaking voice that used to be heard regularly by callers who would call into WYLL because he was our radio receptionist for a long time as well. In any event, Dee, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for that great introduction, Kevin. I appreciate it very much. I'm glad to be here with you in the studio because I'm here to help our listeners, to remind our listeners that your support is essential to keeping us going. And we're at 90% of our fundraising goal right now for the year, and we're really hoping that we can break the record that we set last June. We had a record-breaking June last year at our end of the fiscal year drive, and we hope to do that again or beat that record this year. So you can help us do that by calling right now, 217-244-0025, right now, and make your contribution. It's important that we get your money in by the end of the year in the bank, because that's the money that we'll be using to pay for programming starting July 1. So if you put your contribution on a credit card, it will get us the money that much faster. You can use your Visa, Discover, MasterCard, American Express, anything that works for you. If you're listening online and you're working at your computer, of course, you can give online at willpledge.org.
When you tune into Live and Local, I think you'll agree, if you've been tuning for a while, that you discover really an exciting world of performance arts of various kinds. Today's program is going to be a real example of some of the breadth of performance that two mere mortals can do, especially in a small recording studio. But you'll discover Evie Layden and Keith Terry in a few minutes. You've discovered many different kinds of music, probably. You've probably discovered instruments you've never even heard, much less heard of, on Live and Local. And from artists, both young and old, about what motivates them to pursue their particular interests. We hope that their experience being on this show will perhaps help motivate you to support the show with your financial contributions, because ultimately, that's what keeps the show going. That's what keeps the station going. That's what keeps public radio public. Your phone calls to 217-244-0025 or your contributions online at willpledge.org. We encourage you, please, to make as generous a gift as you can to keep your connection to the arts growing through your support of Live and Local.
That's right. When you give, you can think about it, just every dollar that you give right now has an impact on the programming that you listen to, because it helps to pay for programs like Live and Local and the interesting and exciting and different kinds of music that you get to hear about and actually helped you locate performances that are occurring in the area. So you can track those down and get a little preview and If that's something that you value and you've been tuning in, we hope that you'll take time right now to support that with your dollars at 217-244-0025. As an added incentive today, by 3 o'clock, everybody who calls in or pledges online will be entered into a drawing to receive two passes to next April's Ebert Fest in Urbana, or in Champaign, which is an exciting event, if you're familiar with it. So call right now and make your gift, or you know, if you call in, you can also be entered into that drawing, and that's an exciting gift. Whatever works for you, we do hope that you will call right now, 217-244-0025.
Or online at willpledge.org. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And without further ado, let me introduce you to Evie Layden and Keith Terry. They are a husband and wife duo. Evie, originally from the East Coast, which is where I'm originally from. I don't know which part of the East Coast you're from.
All over.
And grew up with traditional American music and dance of various kinds, and now lives in Oakland, California. So that's far cry, and they're doing this far cry geographically, and they're doing a show tonight for the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival at the Iron Post in Urbana, 7 o'clock. And I don't recall that we've ever had any guests to this show having to do physical stretches before they did the show. But Evie had and Keith both have been doing that. It's been fun to watch, and I'm really eager to see what you all are going to do. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
How did this all get started?
Oh my goodness, where do we begin? Keith and I met on the dance floor. I was living in Bloomington, Indiana, and dancing with a company called Rhythm in Shoes, based in Dayton, Ohio.
That's a great company name.
And did that for many years. And Keith has a nonprofit arts organization in Oakland called Cross Pulse. And the groups did a collaboration. And as we said, at the end of the collaboration, I was on the other side of the fence and moved out to California. And then we've been working together ever since.
And it worked out blissfully.
Most of the time.
Most of
today, yes.
Oh, nice. Well, better today than not today, at least for the sake of live and local. Well, why don't we launch into your first offering? I'm very curious to see what you're going to do. We actually have this what do you call this board you're standing on, Keith?
It's a step-a-tune or a tap board.
And you've got your tapping shoes?
No, well, leather-soled shoes.
And yeah. We have this mic'd up, so we'll get to be able to hear this a little bit. So what do you want to start with?
This is a piece that I wrote, call it Jump Back. Well, jump back, get back, spend yourself a dollar. Daddy's got a square dance down in the holler with his finger on the fiddle, rising on the ball, round your partner with a don't side do. A dance all night, give a pretty girl a swing. Pick her up and set her in the middle of the ring. A dance all night with a bottle in your hand. A dance all night, give the fiddler a dram. Fiddler a dram, fiddler a dram. Dance all night, give the fiddler a dram. Yep. Come on, Keith. Pick up your partner, circle to the right, circle to the right. Gonna dance all night, back again with a grin. Circle to the left with the one you love best. Say, A June apple's just a-hanging on a tree. A next pretty girl's gonna dance with me. Charlie, he's a nice young man, so dapper. Gonna pick me a good ripe June apple. Ah.
All right, Evie.
Give a dog a bone, my old man, come a-rolling home. Home is where he hangs his hat. Mad like a hatter, but a madder than that. Say, Well, I don't drink and I don't smoke. Shacking up now with a greasy coat. A greasy coat's gonna take me in.
Don't look now, but you can't fool him.
Ha!
Woo! This is an absolute first on Live and Local.
Let it not be the last.
Well, that means you got to come back already. That I think that's what you would call body music.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. And we have among our two performers here, the founder of the International Body Music Festival.
That's right.
Who is Keith Terry. How long has that been going on? I didn't know there was such a thing.
We're in our fifth year. We started in 2008.
And where does that take place?
Well, in a variety of locations. We started it in the Bay Area in San Francisco in 2008. And 08 and 09, we were in the Bay Area. 2010, we took it to Brazil, to Sao Paulo. And then last year, we were back in the Bay Area. And this year, in October, we'll be in Istanbul, Turkey. So every other year, we're overseas.
And how was it received in Brazil?
Oh, fantastic.
I would think so. I mean, that's a place that has rhythm in its soul.
Oh, absolutely. It was quite fun.
At least I gather it does from, I've never been there, from the sort of music that comes out of it.
Absolutely. It's a very rhythmically oriented place. But we bring in artists from all over the world. Last year, we had about 75 artists from 7 different countries. And it's a mix of traditional and contemporary styles, 6 days of performances and workshops, like DIMS, all kinds of activities. It's quite a gathering.
Evie, you were going to jump
in.
Oh,
I was going to say, when we were in Brazil, we were hosted by the group Barbatux, which is a Brazilian body music ensemble. And same thing in Istanbul. There's a Turkish body music ensemble that is organizing the event, and we are co-producing it, or Keith is one of the artistic directors.
Wow. Well, you ended that with one of the things that you're going to have to teach me how to do before you leave, which is the old mouth pop.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know how to do that. Yeah, you can do quite a few varieties.
I can introduce you to some third graders that'll help you out.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. I never could blow a bubble either.
We can't help you with that.
With chewing gum.
I can't whistle anyway.
Oh, you can't whistle?
I can't whistle.
With all these other talents.
I figure that's enough.
I don't know if I can teach you how to whistle. I can whistle. But Evie Layden and Keith Terry are going to be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Iron Post in Urbana. Actually, the show starts with some klezmer music from a group called Don't Ask, which is it's a local band. They've been on the show a couple times here. And you heard some, I mean, definitely that music seemed to have what I would assume would be sort of have a traditional Appalachian feel
and that's,
to it.
That's
or at
the
least
part
of that style.
That's the part that I bring to the duo is the Southern Appalachian music and dance. That's what I grew up with. And Keith grew up playing jazz trap set drums. So we come from very different musical backgrounds, but that first piece is, like I said, where we come together most easily, and then we play a lot of different music besides.
And that style of body music is known as hambone.
Hambone,
right. And it comes from the Southern part of the country.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, people would talk about ham mm-hmm. bone was this mm-hmm. thing you do on your...
It's an African-American tradition.
Yeah.
There was a big hit in the early 50s called
What does the term come from?
Hambone. It's the shank of the pig, the leg of the pig, and so your ham bone on your body is the back of your thigh.
Sounds good.
Oh, so it's just you're sort of renaming your own body parts in this case.
Well, it also comes out of the slave days when around Christmas time, as the story goes, if the slaves got any meat at all, they were given a ham bone to make a soup out of. And then they would make their soup and pass the bone to the next family. So even if they didn't have any meat, everyone had the flavor of meat and they'd pass that bone all the way down the line. And so the old lyrics would go, ham bone, where you been? Down the road and back again. Ham bone, what have you seen? I seen cornbread and I seen some beans. Is the story of that ham bone making its circuit.
And is the analogy that you're making music out of your own body and, you know, in place of actually owning a drum set or something like that?
Well, actually, the story goes again. There was a Stono Rebellion, I think it was 1739 in the Carolinas along the Stono River. And there was a slave rebellion, and as a way of suppressing that rebellion, the slave owners took away the drums from the slaves. Story goes, you know, these are West Africans, and many of them had a lot of rhythmic knowledge, and they started expressing their rhythms on their bodies without their drums.
Hence ham bone. You said, Evie, that you were from all over the East Coast. Do you want to be a little more specific?
Well, I was born in New York City, which is where my father fell in love with old-time music in the 50s. And so grew up partly there, in New Jersey, Baltimore, Rhode Island. Right now in Oakland is the longest I've ever been in one place, in one house, the house that we have together. But we grew up sort of during the real folk revival, being dragged around to festivals and music parties and all of that. And even though we were in New York City and northern New Jersey, I grew up with a banjo in my hands, clogging and singing Southern harmonies.
That seems an unlikely place to do it. So your dad picked that up in New York City. Was there a scene there doing this sort of thing at the time?
Well, he first heard the New Lost City Ramblers in Carnegie Hall, 1958. And the Friends of Old Time Music started bringing all these Southern musicians up to Northern audiences for the first time. They were hearing this rural music. And people just freaked out about it and loved it. And there's some great recordings from that era. And then as people were traveling through the area, a lot of them would stay at our house for a night or a year.
Literally?
Literally. And so, you know, I may or may not have enjoyed it as much when I was a teenager, but I sure appreciate it now. I meet people all over the country that say, oh, I've stayed in your house.
Well, you've traded the bodies for actual instruments, or at least more technical instruments, I guess. Keith's got his bass and Evie's got the banjo now.
Yeah.
What do you want to launch into with these instruments?
Well, we're going to play a song. We have a brand new CD out with our band, Evie Layden Band, and our previous release is called Float Downstream, which Keith is on and also co-produced with Mike Marshall, and we're going to play the title track. It's a song I wrote walking through the woods in Tennessee, and it just kind of fell right out of the sky and into my head, so it's called Float Downstream.
Thank you. a little surprised by that upbeat lick there at the end. That's kind of nice. And it's called Float Downstream by Evie Layden and Keith Terry, live in our studio. It's the title track from the CD, latest CD by the Evie Layden Band. Evie and Keith will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock for a show for the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. That festival, by the way, will be on the 2nd and 3rd of November. Evie and Keith are the first of their summer presentations, and we'll be having more. I'll mention a few of the others that are coming up later on in the summer as well. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Pleased to be with you, as always, during the noon hour. Our programs today are made possible in part by the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. More information is available at krannertcenter.com. And, of course, our programs also made possible by the financial contributions of our listeners, the friends of WILL. And we are here today and tomorrow on this show, not only to let you know about events that are happening in our area that you can go see yourself, but also to ask you to help sustain WILL and this program, the public radio station that brings you the music that fills your day, whether it's classical or whether it's old-time music of various kinds here through Live and Local or other sorts of things going on. Artist interviews, of course, here on this program. The goal of the campaign is to first celebrate a successful year here at WILL and more immediately to top off the fundraising year with another record-breaking June, just like last year, except we'd like to do even better than last year. You can help by calling in your pledge of, say, $60 or $75 or more to 217-244-0025. You can also make the contribution online by going to willpledge.org. And Dee Breeding is here with us in the studio enjoying this program along with me.
I certainly am, Kevin, and I like to listen every day to the variety of things that you have on Live and Local, but I'm particularly enjoying this music today. You know, as a listener, you're a very important part of our community, and you're tuning in right now because you do appreciate what we have here on WILL-FM. We're asking you to take another important step right now and become a supporter of this station. So we're asking you to call with your pledge or your gift right now in any amount that's comfortable for you. Thousands of people have already decided to support WILL with a pledge, and our fundraising year is rapidly coming to a close. As Kevin says, by June 30th, we'll be at the end of our fundraising, our fiscal year, our fundraising year, and your participation is a very important part of what we do and what makes us a success. So we're asking you to join the growing number of listeners who support their local public radio station, WILL, with a gift. Call 217-244-0025 and make your contribution. If you use a credit card, it will go just that much faster to get your dollars into the bank by the end of June.
Dee, this show, Live and Local, has been, I would venture to say, as much a surprise for me as it's probably been for our listeners. First, so many listeners getting used to classical music so much of the time on the station, and of course enjoying that, but also discovering so many different kinds of music that we probably didn't even know existed at all, and in many cases existed in this community. And that's the part that's a surprise for me, to discover the wealth of artistic expression that one can enjoy throughout Central Illinois, throughout our listening area. And Live and Local provides you with conversations with artists like Evie Layden and Keith Terry and the folks we have here on the show every day of so many different kinds of music. And we serve sort of as your tour guide to some of the insider information and who's performing what where. And we try to provide a calendar every day in addition to the music that goes on during the hour and the conversation. And if you appreciate all of that, then put a dollar value to it and make a call to this number, 217-244-0025. And make your contribution, or you can do the same thing online, perhaps even a bit faster and easier. It's willpledge.org, W-I-L-L pledge.org. www.wcbn.org.
Kevin, I understand we've heard from two listeners already during this hour to support WILL. Thank you very much. And we hope that you'll be the next person. And, you know, if you've been, maybe you listen to WILL an hour a day. Well, if you add that up, it's the equivalent of 15 days of listening for the year. And maybe you spend a lot more time even than that. So we're asking you right now, have you helped to pay for all that listening? Listener support provides 40% of the dollars used to broadcast this program and all the music and programs you value on WILL. So we're asking you to do your part, maybe $52. $52, that's a dollar a week. At the $52 level, you can ask for the WILL member card. That's a benefit of membership. And there's some exciting opportunities. It's the two-for-one restaurant savings, but they also have a new cashback rewards program with the member card. So that's something you can look into at the $52 level. But whatever amount is comfortable for you, we hope that you won't put it off. You'll call right now and let us know that it's valuable, you value it, and you want to help with getting your dollars in by the end of this fiscal year. 217-244-0025.
And the web address is willpledge.org. Evie Layden and Keith Terry will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock, but they're with us live during this hour here on Live and Local. And I'm having a good time enjoying exploring this music. I'm kind of curious, Evie, about this group that you're also involved in. All women's group called the Stairwell Sisters.
Yeah, that band's been together for 12 years now.
And why the name? I have an idea, but I'm curious to know if that's
well, you know, the Stairwell is a very resonant place.
That was it. Yeah.
And the two gals who started singing as a duo started in the stairwell of their workplace, which went bankrupt after a while. Maybe their coffee breaks were too long in the stairwell. I'm just glad they didn't meet in the bathroom for its resonant qualities.
You would have to have a different name, wouldn't it? And I noticed when I had the advanced material on what you all might be doing, in listing the sort of things that Keith does, toys were on the list. And you have in your hand, Keith, what looked to me to be a couple of toy-type percussion instruments.
That's right.
Where did you get these? Out of a Cracker Jack box?
No.
They're maybe a little big for that.
They're a little big for that. No, I got these. I found them at a flea market in Paris about 30 years ago. And the price
is
still...
This is Paris, Illinois, or Paris,
no,
France?
No, Paris, France.
They have flea markets
and
Paris, too.
Oh, yeah. And the price is still on the back of one of them. They were 15 francs. This was before euros. So they're these antique toys. I love them.
Well, you'll hear what they sound like, but what they look like, tiny, colorful dish pans almost,
exactly.
You know, and then with wooden hammers on both sides that I guess they'll just sort of, well, you'll hear what they do. What's the tune going to be?
We're actually going to play a song we got from Lotus Dickey, who's a Southern Indiana, very prolific songwriter, and he's the namesake of the Lotus World Music Festival that happens over in Bloomington every year. And we have the good fortune of being invited back to the Midwest in the fall to perform at the Lotus Festival on our way to Sweden, Kazakhstan, and then Turkey for the Body Music Festival. Never a dull moment around
you
here.
You do get around, don't you? And what's this tune called?
It's called Got You On My Mind. Got you on my mind, nobody but you. Got you on my mind, no one else will do. Never could be, no, never I'd find another for me. Got you on my mind. Thinking of you, often it seems.
Got You on My Mind with Evie Layden and Keith Terry, who are going to be tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana, along with the local klezmer band Don't Ask. Keith and Evie coming in from Oakland, California for this show as they travel literally around the world to give their presentations. And it's, as you're discovering, that it's quite a variety of stuff they do. And Keith, I'm really curious how you Well, I guess I'll just say this. How did you discover your body as a musical instrument?
It was about 33 years ago. I was in a rehearsal. I played drums. I'm a trap set drummer. Played most of my life. And I was in a rehearsal with tap dancers. At that point in my life, I was working a lot with tap dancers. That generation, most of them have passed on. People like Honey Coles, Charles Cookie Cook, Sandman Sims, the Nicholas Brothers, that generation of tap dancers. And I had this thought that I could displace everything I was playing on my drums onto my body. And I stood up and started playing around with this idea. And before I knew it, I had become a body musician.
Simple as that.
One thing led to the next.
I love this Village Voice description of some of what you do. We've heard a little bit of it. Claps his hands, rubs his palms, finger pops, stamps his feet, brushes his soles, slaps his butt and belly, pops his cheek, womps his chest, skips and slides, sings and, my favorite part, babbles and coughs. And creates all kinds of sounds that way. And now you're back on the step-a-tune, which is this wooden box that essentially just serves as a resonator for your shoes.
Exactly.
And coming back to the instrument you started the previous tune with, these not exactly garbage picked, but flea market picked instruments, they almost sounded to me like they could have come out of Africa somewhere. I mean, the sound.
They do have that quality, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really, of course, I saw them in advance, and then I wasn't paying attention visually when you started to play. And I was just listening. I thought, that sounds like any of a number of African instruments that I've heard. And Evie, you've got a background in African studies, which you sort of let us in on at the beginning.
Yeah, As I said, I grew up with the old-time music and folk music scene. And when I got to college, I got really involved with African music and dance, mostly because here was another culture where music and dance is a part of social communication. It's a part of every event. And that's not that common here in this country, and yet that's what I grew up with. And so I was a little bereft of that when I got to college and was really drawn not only to that, but then also the African roots of the banjo. The banjo came from Africa and met the fiddle from Europe and created this very unique American music that spawned everything from blues and jazz and swing and hip hop, and all this stuff that came out of it came from this particular meeting of white, black, and brown in the southern Appalachian Mountains. And so what's really fun for me is after having gotten really back into old-time music and dance, when Keith and I got together, it resurrected all of that world music and, again, the African roots of this Appalachian music. And so we combine a lot of these sounds, both what comes from the banjo. We play some pieces where Keith plays these West African bells. Who knew that bells and banjo was actually a delightful trance-like sound? So we're exploring, obviously, a lot of different sounds that we find. Keith is a big fan of found sound also. It's fun to be in a kitchen with him.
And I see no instruments in your hand, so I gather our next tune is going to be more body music.
Well, we were talking about it, so I was inspired to go ahead and do this song that I wrote. It's called Dime Store Glasses, and it's on the new Evie Layden Band CD.
Dum, boom, boom, dum, dum, boom, dum, dum, boom.
Well, I'm gonna buy you a pair of dime store glasses, and you can read the letter I wrote. Well, I'm gonna buy you a pair of dime store glasses, and you can read the letter I wrote. I'm not gonna tell you what it says, what's rolling around in my head. Well, I'm gonna buy me a pair of dark sunglasses, you can't see my eyes been crying. Well, I'm gonna buy me a pair of dark sunglasses, you can't see my eyes been crying. Oh, oh, how I feel, this pain is so real. Off my old brandy glasses, pour myself a stiff cocktail. Well, I'm gonna dust off my old brandy glasses, pour myself a stiff cocktail. Put on some old southern blues, gonna dance around in my shoes. To Memphis, and you go tell them all that you did. Well, I'm gonna buy you a one-way ticket to Memphis, and you go tell them all what you did. I'm putting on those southern blues, gonna dance around in my shoes. 'Cause I'm so lonely living with you, I'd rather be living alone.
Dime Store Glasses, the name of that tune, with Evie Layden and Keith Terry. I have to tell you, this is rapidly becoming one of my favorite shows in the 3 years of doing this program. This is a real treat. They're going to be providing a treat for anybody who wants to come hear them tonight at 7 o'clock at Hear and See Them, which, of course, can't do right now, at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which will be happening this year on the 2nd and 3rd of November. Something to look forward to. You can check out their website for not only information on this event, if you forget what we're talking about here today, but also on the festival to come. They've announced some of their acts already, booked some of those acts, and also a couple of other events coming up on July the 6th. Clark Buehling, who plays a whole bunch of different banjos, will be performing at Tech Line, and he'll actually be on this show as well sometime that week. And then on the 14th of July, a show to benefit the Folk and Roots Festival will be Woody Guthrie's centennial celebration with a whole raft of local singers and songwriters who are going to be performing on that program, and we'll be trying to bring you some of those folks as well. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, our programs made possible with support from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas is served every evening until 2 a.m. Brunch is also served on Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. Information on menus, wine, and beer lists is at radiomariarestaurant.com. Our program, of course, also supported by our listeners, the Friends of WILL. This is the end of our fiscal year at Illinois Public Media, and we're celebrating what's been a terrific year of fundraising. We need to make sure that it ends on an extremely terrific note to make sure that we can bring you a full raft of offerings in the coming fiscal year, which actually starts in about 10 days on the 1st of July. And it's thanks to our member support last year that we've been able to enjoy a great lineup of music, concerts, fascinating musical artist interviews here on Live and Local. We set a record in monthly member support last June, and we really want to break that record. I'd say we need to break that record this month so we can have as full a year next year. You can help by calling right now with your pledge, 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025, or by contributing online at willpledge.org. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, along with Dee Breeding here in our studio, also enjoying this show.
I'm enjoying it very much, Kevin, and that's one of the great things about this show, Live and Local, is that you get to hear kind of a preview of some of the great arts performances that are occurring in our area. Finding out that this group here is going to be performing at the Iron Post tonight, I mean, maybe that's something you didn't know about in advance, and now you get to hear it and go to the performance, or you know, you get to find out about all kinds of different things happening here in Champaign-Urbana and Decatur, various areas around here. And if this is something that you value and you've been listening for a while, we hope that you'll call and support it. We've heard from three people so far this hour in support of Live and Local and in support of WILL. Thank you so much. That's how we're going to keep going, is by your support. And every dollar that we get in the bank by June 30th is a dollar that we're going to be spending next year to continue to bring you programs like Live and Local and other music that you enjoy here. Your $52 pledge or $60 pledge, $75, whatever makes fits into your budget will make a big difference for us. So your contribution can help you keep this connection that you get to the performing arts community through Live and Local. That's one thing, that one valuable thing that your dollars do with when you make that contribution. When call 217-244-0025, or you can pledge with your credit card online at willpledge.org. I also want to remind you, as an added incentive, everybody who calls or goes online today will be entered into a drawing for two passes to the Ebert Fest next April. That's just kind of an added incentive. But the most important thing that you're doing with your call of support is helping us stay financially strong, this station that you rely on, WILL. So thanks to everyone who's called so far.
Whether you're listening to classical music here on FM 90.9 or the many offerings on Live and Local, you'll certainly find familiar favorites and also new discoveries like Evie Layden and Keith Terry. Certainly a new discovery for me, absolutely. These may be some of the reasons you listen to WILL. I assume it's all about the music for you and its effect on you. And that's why you're listening now. And we also want to be sure that we are able to continue to offer you the opportunity to listen in the future. You can help us do that by securing the future of your station and the music you love with a call of financial support. The number is 217-244-0025. And I'd like to make a suggestion for a donation level, and that is the dollar a day level. I'll just tell you that's the level at which I've been contributing, $365 for the year, dollar a day. And it works easily for me by doing a payroll deduction through the University of Illinois, which prompts me to say that if you happen to be an employee of the University of Illinois but are among the hordes who are retiring at the end of this month, sort of forced retirement by various situations going on at the state, we'd encourage you to switch that payroll deduction to electronic funds transfer. You continue to have the money deducted essentially in the same way, just as easily. And, you know, it may make it more possible for you to see your way to a larger contribution. It certainly did for me because it just comes out. You can spread it over the course of a year, a month at a time. 217-244-0025 is the number. And the online opportunity to contribute is willpledge.org. Evie Layden and Keith Terry, going to be at the Iron Post tonight at 7 o'clock along with the Klezmer Band Don't Ask, a local group. Don't Ask will be starting, and then Evie and Keith launching into their thing. And you're discovering on the show their thing is pretty varied. But nonetheless, you have the banjo and the bass back.
We do. We're going to do one of the songs that I've written along the way. Should we launch into it now? You ready for
some
more
music?
Go
right ahead, yeah.
It's called Weathering.
Weatherin, the name of that tune, with Evie Layden and Keith Terry. And it seems like Keith is not only doing extended techniques on his body, but also on his bass and applying some of those same things
kind
going
of the
on
same
there.
Techniques.
Some of the same techniques.
We say Keith approaches the bass as a tonal percussion instrument.
That's fair enough. And it's been a treat to have you guys on the show. I'm sure people will have a grand time at the concert tonight. And if you're just learning about the concert, well, now you know, and you have no excuse not to go as long as you are not otherwise occupied. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Klezmer Band Don't Ask will open the show, and then Keith and Evie will start up at the Iron Post in Urbana. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. I believe their web address is cufolkandroots.org. Hopefully I'm remembering that right. If not, it's awfully close. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we do encourage your continued phone calls to support the program. The number is 217-244-0025. The web address where you can contribute online with whatever amount is expresses the value you place in public radio. The number, the web address is willpledge.org. Thanks to all who've called and pledged so far. Thanks to Evie and Keith for making a great show today. Thanks to Dee for joining us on the show. And thanks to the Corkscrew Wine Emporium for supporting this station, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a sampling from the Marketplace Wines portfolio, followed from 7 to 9 by the Gypsy Jazz of Django Reinhardt, led by Jordan Kay. It's a minute past one.